On the weekend, Floria Peninsula dairy farmer and journalist Casey Treloar uploaded a very powerful video to Facebook explaining her family's decision to stop dairy farming after three generations. And it's really struck a chord. I think it's had more than 150 views now. We have put it up on the ABC Rural page if you do want to see it. It is quite compelling watching. And I'm joined by Casey Treloar. Casey, were you surprised by the amount of interest that your video generated?
Yeah, very surprised. Look, it was just something that I'm actually on my way to moving locations, and I was home over the weekend, and I just thought, well, I think more people need to hear this message. So I thought, oh, well, I'll do a Facebook Live. I had noticed that some people had done it before. I expected, you know, some friends and family and a few sort of local people to pick it up. But, yeah, I think the last I checked, about 150,000 views now. Really gaining some attention and a lot of support coming through as well from all over the world, which is really great.
Absolutely. I saw something there saying, I'm so sorry, wishing you love and support from Oregon in the USA. And then some other people saying that they really hope that if it does sell, it stays in Aussie hands. I'm sorry this has to happen. And lots of people just feeling really sorry for you. It was a really emotional post. You made me cry. I mean, I'm someone who also is on a family farm who enjoys having a job kind of connected to agriculture without my pay being dependent on weather and markets. So what's been the most frustrating part of this decision to sell up your property and your cows?
Oh, look, I think the most frustrating part is the hard work that, more specifically, I think my dad has put in over his entire life, building and developing a herd made of Australian cow families, achieving some amazing success. And now we don't know where those particular cows are headed. We don't know if that years and years of hard work and breeding really exceptional cows, we don't know where their future lies. And I think, for me, that's I think the most frustrating part is we can't continue all that hard work that we've done basically all our lives.
In your video, you say you don't blame the dollar milk, but that it hasn't helped. So what do you think is the cause of this situation you found yourself in?
Well, I mean, as some people have come to understand, the dairy industry is extremely complicated, and there's certainly no one answer that's going to fix this. I think a lot of things need to happen, but I think more importantly, the processes, the people that we do supply our milk to, there needs to be more accountability for what they pay for us and how they market our product. I mean, we're selling our product to local supermarkets here, where they're able to sell it for $1 a litre. We get paid 38 cents a litre for our milk at the moment, and it currently costs us 50 cents to produce for each litre. So for us, I mean, these processors need to somehow lift their game in terms of marketing our product and making it more valuable so that money can onflow to us as the producers and we can actually get back to being productive and profitable farmers.
What was the straw that broke the camel's back, effectively?
Well, I think for us, it's been something that's been playing on our minds. I mean, it's something that we knew was coming, a decision we had to make, really, for the last 10 years. And at some points, we did make those decisions, but we managed to find little ways that we could keep going, like leasing a farm and a few other things. So, straw that broke the camel's back, I think, at the end of the day, it's the level of debt, and all dairy farmers know where they're at in terms of their debt levels, and it's just got to a point where we couldn't keep up with the debt levels anymore.
Your area, the Floria Peninsula, hasn't been as badly affected as other regions by drought, but how is drought playing into this and affecting your profitability?
Yeah, so that's one thing that's quite important to note is we in South Australia, sort of certainly where we aren't what you would call a drought-affected area, but that definitely our operation has been affected by it, particularly in terms of our cost of production. I mean, our grain has almost doubled. I mean, we used to be paying $300 a tonne for our wheat. We're now looking at $450 a tonne. Our hay has gone through the roof as well, and I think a lot of hay is going out east. It's going to farmers that, at the end of the day, probably need it more than we do. But because of that, we're left with hay that's half the quality, and yet we're paying almost double the price for something that's not a nutritional product for our cows.
And Your cows get a pretty big cameo in this video. Marcy, your cow in particular, you referenced them a lot. And I noticed on that Facebook video, you had a lot of people offering to at least take one of your pets for you. Has that come off?
There certainly have been some people that have come forward and said, oh, we live in such and such an area and we'd love to have a pet cow to have some fresh milk for our kids. And look, we're not sure if that's something that we can look at. But, certainly the support for people, really wanting to help us and in being able to keep, some of those cows in some areas that we can maybe still have a part to play in their future, would be nice.
What do you want people to take away from your video?
Oh, tough question. I think just to come to understand what we're going through, what we're dealing with. I mean, this is the future of farming. We're going to get to a point where there won't be these family farms anymore. We need all the support we can get. If you know a family farm, I mean, just give them a call, reach out, see what you can do to help, or just even have the conversation with them. I mean, the state of the mental health of these farmers and what they're going through is just debilitating. I mean, we know full well that the rate of suicide rates in farming and agricultural communities, and we just need all the support we can get. And please just have that conversation and take out that we are doing it tough and we are doing our absolute best, but sometimes the straw does break the camel's back, and we've got to make a decision for our family's welfare to move on.
Do you have plans going forward? Do you know what your dad and your mum are going to do going forward?
Yeah, so my mum actually, a few years ago, she branched out and created her own business, Fixing Pilates, and she's doing exceptionally well for that. And fortunately, that is something that we have made able to find a secondary income, and that will keep us going. Dad has already found an opportunity, fortunately, to be able to keep milking cows and perhaps over help milk cows for another farm, but it won't be his cows anymore. No. So for us and our operation, it is the end. Yeah.
Well, thank you for joining us. I believe you're midway through your move to Tasmania, so good luck.
Yes. Thank you.
That was Casey Treloar, a dairy farmer, former dairy farmer, I guess now, and a journalist speaking about her family's decision to stop dairy farming after three generations.